welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hi, welcome to Syosset Library's Turn the Page podcast. I am your host, Jessica, and I am here with the author of a book, called When I'm Her, which was awesome. And I actually was a huge fan of her other book, The Other Me, was mind-blowingly amazing. So as soon as I saw her name come up as a possible interview person, I was like, yes, let's do this. We're doing this. So I'm super, super excited to have you here, Sarah Zachrich-Jang. Thank you so much. Please tell us about yourself and When I'm Her and how this book came to be.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm Sarah Zachrich-Jang, and I write what I like to describe as speculative thrillers. My latest novel is called When I'm Her. It's kind of a dark, Freaky Friday meets The Talented Mr. Ripley. It's about two women who become best friends in college. Elizabeth is very beautiful and charismatic. Mary, not so much. She has trouble making friends. Elizabeth is basically her only friend. And Mary is interning for a startup that develops this device called the Empathizer that lets people swap bodies with each other. She's also kind of worried that Elizabeth is going to get tired of her, not want to be her friend anymore. So she steals a pair of these devices to kind of bring something to the table, like make herself more interesting, because Elizabeth really likes novelty. So they start swapping bodies with each other for fun, you know, as you do. Elizabeth's very into that for a while. That goes on for a while. And then one night something happens while they're switched, and Mary gets blamed for it. Elizabeth does not step up and take responsibility. So this basically ruins Mary's life. And years later, Mary's still kind of grinding that axe. Elizabeth's very successful. She's also married to the guy that Mary had a crush on during college. So when Mary gets a hold of a new empathizer, she devises a plan to switch into Elizabeth's body and basically steal her life. Of course, once she gets what she thinks she wants, it doesn't go as smoothly as she had hoped.
So that is a really interesting setup for a thriller. And it's so funny because, you know, with The Other Me, the way that I describe it to people when I am recommending it is it's kind of like low sci-fi. You know, it's got aspects of it that are science fiction, but it's not so much the premise of the book that if you're not a sci-fi person, if you're more of a thriller person, that, you know, you are still going to enjoy it. But that twist is kind of fun too. So where did this idea come from? Where did Mary and Elizabeth come from?
Well, I mean, I've always read books that are kind of set in our world, but have just weird stuff going on. So that was pretty natural to me. The thing about switching lives or bodies with someone, I mean, we've all, you know, had that person that we envy, that we kind of want to be more like. So I was just kind of taking that a step further. What if you could actually become that person and live their life? So that's where the concept came from. And I also wanted it to be like a book about, you know, female friendship and how women kind of take on each other's characteristics when they get very close. Like they kind of, you know, borrow the same turns of phrases, they borrow each other's clothes and stuff like that. So it was kind of taking that one step further as well.
And in this, they're borrowing each other's bodies. So
yeah.
You know, I thought that there were some really interesting points in this, especially, you know, just also, I mean, you do say that Elizabeth is very beautiful, very charismatic, people are drawn to her. But it's funny that even though Mary is not what Elizabeth is, that doesn't mean that she has no ability to attract people or that she has nothing to offer. She might not be Elizabeth, but, you know, the more you kind of get to see her through somebody else's eyes, the more you're like, You know, Mary, maybe you were selling yourself short. Maybe if you didn't get involved in all this, things could have gone a different way for you. And I think that, you know, there is, unfortunately, competition in female friendships is just sort of accepted as the norm. You're sort of set up to fight, and you're set up to be in competition with who gets married first, who gets the family first, who's prettier in the eyes of whomever. And I thought that this was like a really fun way to explore that.
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of, as women, we're kind of trained to not to downplay our own good qualities. Like someone gives you a compliment and you can't just take the compliment. You have to be like, oh, well, I, you know, didn't spend any time on my hair or whatever. Or I, you know, this accomplishment that I've made, I could have done better with that. So yeah, women are, and we're also, yeah, trained to compete with each other. So.
And the whole body swapping thing was just sort of a fun way to play with it, because when you can see through someone else's eyes, it does give you a different perspective, but that's not necessarily something obviously we're able to do. The male characters in the book were really interesting too, because you have Nate, who to marry, you know, obviously he would pick Elizabeth, and he's so great, but you know, then when Mary gets into Elizabeth's body and, you know, gets to talk to Nate a little bit, as Elizabeth, things aren't what she thinks they're going to be. And Elizabeth, she's definitely different in the way that, like, she's an influencer, right? Like, she has to keep up appearances. Her entire job is to sort of protect her image, which is the only thing that seems to be sustaining this illusion. You know, but it stinks because there is jealousy back and forth. I mean, obviously there's the jealousy of the physical, but there's also the jealousy of the intellect. So, you know, when the thing happens that kind of ruins Mary's life, the jealousy kind of goes both ways. Just, you know, it's not so much who wore what dress or who's what size. And I liked that very much. What are some of like your favorite, you know, sort of, I guess, like, or least favorite things that like you've kind of experienced or seen growing up between female friendships that sort of maybe informed you writing Mary and Elizabeth?
I mean, yeah, I think like Elizabeth has this sort of conception of Mary as being more free than her, because she doesn't have to worry about appearances, and because she does have this other ticket out to success, basically, which is, you know, her intellect, and people don't see Elizabeth that way. I mean, I guess I'm thinking about like things that I've seen in my life. I mean, I guess everyone kind of thinks that everyone else has it easier than they do, or they have it more together. They have their stuff together and they know what to do. But nobody does, you know. It's just Mary thinks that Elizabeth has this perfect life, obviously, but and Elizabeth thinks that Mary kind of has more of a she has more of a private life because she doesn't have to live it online. So she envies her that.
I think also one of the things that I really enjoyed about it was Mary getting to kind of spend more time with Elizabeth's friends. Of course, like Katerina was somebody they knew already, but then there were some of her other friends. And, you know, again, the question is like, okay, are these really your are these really people you would choose to be friends with as well? So that
Right,
was
like
kind of,
they're kind of like almost coworkers. It's like Heather, like the movie Heathers, where she's like, oh, these are my friends and our job is being popular. So that's basically like the little influencer community that Elizabeth has developed. And Katerina, who's like her, you know, quote unquote ride or die, but is also maybe not that true of a friend.
Yeah, there's definitely a bit of a hanger honor thing going with Katerina more so.
Yeah.
Like I definitely did not get ride or die from Katerina. I really got more like looking for the direction the waves were going to go in, and that's where she was going to go. I mean, she really was like, she was hanging on, but if something else came up, I had no question that would have been it for her. And that was
when the tide turns, it's kind of all right, see ya.
Which is unfortunately very realistic for a lot of people, which again goes back to sort of the way that women are socialized. But then there was also like I mentioned, so there's Nate and there's Garrett. Now Garrett is a terrible person.
I mean, he's dead, you know. When the book opens,
I don't know how spoilery we wanted to get, but he is. Right.
But I mean, yeah, he has died at some point of some reason, and I wanted to make him the kind of person where, you know, you don't really care that he's dead, and you're like, okay, well, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But he's the kind of guy who like, he'll, you know, restate what you said in the meeting and take credit for your ideas. And he also, you know, does worse things. So he's just an all around kind of awful person.
So the empathizer, where did you get the idea for that from?
That actually didn't come into the book until like the second or third draft. Like I had written a draft where, you know, there was this sort of more astral projection kind of mechanism for her switching bodies, for Mary switching bodies with Elizabeth. And I was doing developmental edits with my editor and my agent, and they're like, well, there needs to be more of a, you know, mechanism for this that is better defined. So I just kind of thought of it that way. And I mean, in the other me, there was a technology that comes into play. So that idea kind of sprung up. And I, like, when I thought of the name, the empathizer, I was like, oh, that's cool. Because the premise behind it is that it, like, it's therapeutic. It helps you empathize with it's like couples therapy or something, except you can literally be in each other's bodies and know what it's like to be the other person.
But of course, like in real life, if something like that existed, it would totally not be used for that, right?
Like, no. Like, if it exists, there's porn of it. You know, it's like, it would definitely be used for
rule
like
32, I think, if it is something like
that. Yeah, it would be used for many like nefarious purposes.
Well, it was a really fun book. Your twists and turns were also really, really good. Do you always know where the story's going before you write it, or do you kind of ride it out with your characters?
I mean, I do outline, but the outline changes multiple times during the draft. I mean, I don't think I've ever written an ending that stayed the same between drafts for any of the finished books that I've written. So, I kind of like, will build it around the twist that I think of. And sometimes they just don't work. Like sometimes I'll be like, oh, it would be cool if I could like pull this twist off. And I'm just like, no, there's just, I mean, I'll try really hard and it just won't work. And I'll think of something else. But I usually have an idea of where it's going, but then it changes.
Well, this was, like I said, it was really fun. I am a sci-fi person myself, but I am not like hard sci-fi.
Right.
I like things that are also very character driven, which sort of help me inform the world. I do enjoy a sci-fi that really kind of begins with that ensemble cast. And then I just kind of accept the world building around it, accept the tech as sure, of course, this is gonna happen. This totally happened. And I think you did a really good job of it with this book and, you know, the other me, of course, but this book definitely was really fun. It was fun to get into both Mary and Elizabeth's minds. Are you looking to do something similar next time around? Are you in the process of writing something else?
I mean, I'm working on another book right now. I guess it's a little more grounded fantasy, in that there's not like a, I mean, there is a technology that's being developed, so that's kind of my brand, I guess. But the original thing is a little fantastical too. I don't know how much I can say about it, but it's about a woman that discovers her secret of ex is more than he seemed to be after he dies in front of her and then reappears alive in her apartment. So
Dang, I like it. It sounds really, really good. So like what are some of your like favorite books that you've read recently? Like do you read in your genre or are you kind of all over the place?
I read all over the place, really. I mean, I read some sci-fi fantasy. I read a lot of romance, especially since, 2020. I've been needing to read a lot of happily ever afters. I read thrillers. Lately, I recently finished Island Witch by Amanda Jayatissa. That was a really like
That
that
was a
was
great
a
book.
very, very dark, but it's just she I love her books. She's amazing. And I also like I have to read kind of I have to alternate thrillers with romance, so I get that light and dark thing going on. And I just read A Werewolf's Guide to Seducing a Vampire by Sarah Hawley, and that was amazing.
One of my coworkers was reading it, and she said it was super. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's so funny. Like I love her world building because she just like thinks of all these like clever things like with a little twist. So
Yeah, you definitely get a lot of room to play when you're doing something like that. And like if you're doing it well, you can kind of, be like, well, this works because I say so. And
I mean, that's what I love about, that's what I love about writing the books I write, because it's like the only rules really are, you have to get people to suspend their disbelief, and you have to have like internally consistent world building, and you have to like explain things, but not too much. But it's interesting, like I don't really read reviews, but the few reviews that I have read, I'll see one review that's like, oh, there wasn't enough explanation of the science. And then the next review is like, oh, there was too much science talk. So I'm like, well, I can't make everyone happy, so I'll just, make myself and my editor happy.
No, I think it was the perfect amount of world building, but really character and story building that I could just suspend my disbelief. Is there an empathizer? Yes, there is.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, of course.
Why wouldn't anyone want to swap bodies with their partner? Like that, yeah, sounds great.
Sure. And if someone can develop it, they're going to do it, whether it's a good idea or a bad
Oh
idea.
yeah, I mean, so much of tech is just like we didn't think about whether we should.
I mean, we're seeing a lot of that now, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm definitely like skeptical when it comes to tech, and it's like I mean, you have to think about who benefits and who pays, and it seems like a lot of people aren't thinking of that.
Well, this was awesome. Thank you so much. When is the book available in bookstores and libraries?
It'll be out March 26th.
So go to your local library, to your bookstore, check out When I'm Her by Sarah Zachrich-Jang. And also The Other Me. If you have not read that book, you should. It was so good and super, super fun and also kind of like a real think piece on relationships. So thanks again for chatting with us and thanks for writing these books.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, so this was Jessica with Syosset Libraries Turn the Page, and we are going to close this chapter.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.